There is so much work to finish. Stupid group project. It's due in 2 days. Why do professors do this? I'm a college student. I shouldn't have to collaborate with lazy assholes to pass my classes. I bet that cocky dickhead doesn't even show up to combine our work. Assuming he even did any work. He probably just wants an excuse to get into my room. And my pants. Probably for the best. Stupid lunghead like him would just be a distraction anyways. God, that scared me. That must be the idiot now. About time you showed up. Yeah, only 5 minutes later. It's still 5 minutes we could have used to get this project done. What happened? Was Mr. Popular waylaid by a hacky sack tournament in the quad? Of course you'd stop for a sorority bake sale. God, you're such a typical college boy. Got any of their numbers? Or did you realize you'd already fucked all of them? And did you buy that cake or whatever's in the box you're holding? Or did they give it to you for being such a good play? Macarons? I love, I mean, I'm surprised that macho man like you even knows what a macaron is. What? You heard me talking about them to my friends, so you bought them for me? Why were you eavesdropping anyways? That's creepy. Oh, you just happened to be passing by my friends and I when I was raving about how much I love macarons? Fine, I guess. Come in then. It'll be good to have snacks while we work. Give me the box. I'll set them over here on the counter. They'll be a nice reward as I make progress on the project. But first, I need to have one right now for motivation. God. That's lemon, my favorite! Those sorority sluts sure know how to bake. Of course they're all sluts. Bunch of fake, prissy, clicked-up bitches trolling campus for cock day and night. The only reason you're defending them is because you've probably dipped your dick into half of them. At least half. Go on, tell me. How many of these Kappa Upsilon Nu Tau sisters have you pounded into a mattress, Mr. Popular? Sure. Not as many as you think. But still a few of them, clearly. Why do I think that? Because I know you? Well, not you, specifically, I guess. But I've known enough guys like you to see exactly who you are. Who do I think you are? A fuckboy? Obviously. I mean, look at you. Don't pretend you don't know you're hot. And I've seen the way other girls fawn over you. It's honestly pretty gross how they practically throw themselves at you. Whatever. Just get your laptop set up while I steal one more of these little lovelies. Chocolate, oh my god, so good. I swear I'd give my left tit to have this every day. All right, yeah, let me hop on my laptop. Wait, what did you share with me? Your presentation. Look, guy, it's very cute that you tried to put together a presentation, but I'm sure we both knew who'd be doing most of the work when we got paired together. You finished the presentation on your own and figured we could come together today and combine the best parts of both versions? There's no way you finished the whole thing. I'm barely halfway finished, and I've been focused on it non-stop. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't be surprised. I bet this is the most half-assed PowerPoint ever made. Listen, I'm sure you're proud of whatever Microsoft Paint-level charts and drawings you slapped into this, but I have standards, okay? I won't present something that isn't perfect. Fine! If you really want me to look at it, I will. But I don't pull punches, okay? So don't cry when I tear apart all of your arguments and formatted choices. I guess this color scheme isn't terrible. Eye-catching, but not obnoxious. Font traces are right. But let's see what you actually wrote. That's a valid point. Good graphs displaying data. Wow. You cited your sources. I'm shocked a lunkhead like you thought to do that. Oh, shut up. Yeah, what I've seen on these first couple slides is good. But I'm about to go over this with a fine-tooth comb. So just sit there and be quiet. Well, after a thorough review, I will admit that your presentation is good. Very good, in fact. So, who made it? Oh, you know what I mean. Whose head did you dunk into a toilet to make them create this for you? What poor nerd did you bully into doing your homework? Well, no, I haven't seen you bullying anyone like that, but I know your type. You know what type? Asshole popular guys who think they're hot shit so they use people up and throw them away. I've seen it 1,000 times. Hell, I've lived... No. You know what? Never mind. I know you didn't do this presentation on your own, so we can't use it. Bullshit! There's no way that you not only finished the presentation before I did, but also made it better than mine. That's impossible! Yeah, I admit it. It's better than my presentation. More concise, better pacing, more clearly presented data and conclusions. But it doesn't matter since your thick-headed ass didn't make it. Insecure? How dare you? I'm not so insecure that I tear others down to make me feel better. Who do you think you are? A psychology major? Oh, wait, really? Well, that doesn't matter. This isn't a therapist's office, and I'm not your patient. Oh my god. That is so rude! Maybe you'd have friends if you weren't so mean and guarded. Fuck you, man! And for your information, I do have friends. You know who? You said yourself you saw me talking with them when you passed me in the quad. You know, the group of nerds I actually talked to in class. Okay, maybe they don't hang out with me much outside of class, but that's just... I mean, I can sometimes be like, a lot, okay? And they need their space, which is fine by me. I value my alone time. Excuse me? What did you say? Why do I look so lonely when I think no one's watching? What the hell? I'm not lonely. I mean, every college kid feels alone sometimes. And what, do you just like stare at me from a distance like a creep? You're a damn creep, aren't you? Admit it. Oh, don't you dare to try to psychoanalyze me. I don't put up walls because someone hurt me in the past. You can't know things like that. And if that was true, is that so bad? A girl's got to protect herself. Protect herself from you! Guys like you! Yeah. You're not the one who hurt me, but you look like him. You have his eyes, and his charm, and his effortless charisma. He was my first boyfriend. Well, my only boyfriend, I guess. He was like this super popular, handsome guy. The sort of guy all the boys want to be friends with. And all the girls wanted to date. I heard rumors that he wasn't as nice and charming as he seemed, but I brushed it off as jealousy and sour grapes spread by ex-girlfriends. And he chose me. He dumped the head cheerleader a week before, and he started talking to me. Asked me out. I couldn't believe it. We started dating a few months before the end of the school year. He treated me like a princess. I'd never been so popular. I basically stopped talking to the small group of friends I'd had because they didn't fit in with me and my new clique. And seeing the envy in the other girls' eyes blinded me to the warning signs. Then came prom night. He took me as his date, of course. He rented a limo. God, I felt like a celebrity. Everyone's eyes were on me as we danced. I didn't win prom queen, but I didn't care about that. I had Mr. Popular, and that's all that mattered to me. By the time we left, I'd already decided to give him my virginity. We were 18, and I really thought he was the one. God, I was so fucking stupid. He'd mentioned his parents were out of town, so I asked if we could go back to his place. He kept the mask on right up to the moment he was inside me. He was so comforting and gentle as we kissed our way up this bedroom and stripped each other's clothes off. But it was as if the moment my hymen tore, a switch inside him just flipped. He shoved himself all the way into me, and I felt pain shoot through my core. I told him to pull out, but he just pinned my arms down and started hammering into me. He'd been so sweet and understanding and gentle with me up to that point that I was shocked at how rough he was getting. I begged him to slow down, to stop, and give me a minute to adjust, but he just kept telling me how good I felt. How good my virgin pussy felt around his cock. I was confused and scared. I didn't understand what had changed in him. I started telling myself that maybe this is just how sex is. That when a man gets going, he can't stop himself. Surely it wasn't just Mr. Popular taking advantage. He wouldn't. At some point,
He pulled out and told me to get on my hands and knees. Even in the haze of pain and confusion, it still struck me as odd the way he was very particular about how I was positioned to face his bedroom closet. He kept adjusting me with his hands, pulling my hips this way and that. Once he was satisfied with the angle, he shoved himself back into me without warning, and I screamed. He somehow felt even deeper than before, and it fucking hurt. It was like he was stabbing my cervix with every cruel thrust. I tried to pull away from him, begging him to stop, but he just shoved my head down into the mattress and pressed one of his feet down onto my face to keep me where he wanted me. He started hurling insults, calling me a stupid cunt and a slut. Even a bunch of horrible things I never heard before. He demanded that I beg him for his cock, that I tell him how I was his toy and I was only good as a cum dump. Remembering how those words came spilling out of his mouth still churned my stomach, especially with what happened after. I told him everything he wanted to hear between my subs. I felt broken and cold, like I'd been retreated somewhere inside myself. I didn't even realize he'd come until he pulled out, and I felt something seeping out of me. At first, I thought it was blood, so I reached down to check. There was blood. But also his disgusting sperm just dribbling down my sore pussy lips. I hadn't even processed what just happened before he started throwing my clothes at me. He told me I had to get dressed and go, that his parents would be home soon. I knew it was a lie. He told me they were gone for the weekend. But at that point, I think my survival instincts were kicking in and I just wanted to get away from him. I barely gotten my now wrinkled prom dress and shoes back on before he grabbed my elbow and practically dragged me back through his house. He was still naked, my blood and pussy juices drying on his limp cock as he led me to the door. He half-heartedly told me he had a great time before shoving me out onto his porch and locking me out. I just started walking in a haze, unsure where to go or what to do. Eventually, I found a bench and I just sat down and cried. Everything had been so perfect. I didn't understand where it went wrong. I don't know how long I sat there weeping, but once I'd collected myself a little, I called my older sister and begged her to come get me. Thankfully, she did. Even though I refused to tell her exactly what happened, she tried pressing me on it, but I closed myself off to her. Told her I was fine, that my boyfriend was just being a jerk tonight. I don't think she believed me, but she let it go. Yeah, it is horrible, isn't it? Gets worse. I mentioned how he kept trying to reposition me when he turned me over into doggy style, right? Well, I found out why the next day. My friend called me in a panic to tell me that Mr. Popular and his friends were posting videos of us together. Turns out, one of his buddies was in that closet with a camera the whole time. And now they were sharing select clips of me begging him to fuck me and telling him how much of a slut I am. I was humiliated. I couldn't even show my face at school after that. I took as many sick days as I could get away with and ditched class whenever I could. I never told my parents about what happened. I know now that I should have, but I was worried about their reaction. I felt like a dumb bitch. That it was my fault for letting it happen. Yeah, no shit, it wasn't my fault. But I was irresponsible, reckless. Of course it matters. If I hadn't put myself in that situation. Well, yeah, I know it was him to put me in that situation. He orchestrated this whole plan, but I still should have seen the signs. Why? What? I don't know, okay? But I see them in hindsight. Little things he said or looks he gave me that now I see for what they were. That he was manipulating me, isolating me, making it so the only thing in my life that mattered was him. He was plotting all of the shit he did weeks before he did it. So why couldn't I have seen it before? You're right. But that is my point. I had no reason to suspect him of being what he turned out to be. So I let myself be vulnerable. I let him take advantage of me. Yeah, I guess that means my solution is to put up walls so no one can get close to me. So no one can hurt me. So what if that means I'll never truly get to know someone? Trust me, no one wants to know me. No, you don't want to know me. I suck, okay? Of course I suck. Look at me. Look at what I did today. I berated you for being 5 minutes late. Didn't thank you for bringing my favorite snacks in the world. And then accused you of bullying someone into doing your homework because... All because I can't stand the idea that a guy who looks like you might actually be thoughtful. Smart. Creative and driven. I am a bitch. Yeah. You're right about that. Trauma is a hell of a thing. Look, man. I'm sorry, okay? Yeah. I know I don't have to apologize, but I want to. All right? So just shut up and accept it. Or don't. I have no right to expect you to, so. You do? On one condition? What is that? Really? I have to share my macarons with you? Okay. Deal. But, please don't eat all the lemon ones, they're the best. But you can have one. Deal? Great. You have a really nice laugh. You know that? It's like warm or something. Okay, macaron peace offering coming up. Okay, here's your lemon, good sir. Savor it. It's the best. And I'll have... is this strawberry? Yeah, that's the one. My god, they're so good.
Right? I told you lemon is the best one. Tangy and sweet is the way to go. Have I dated since all that happened? No, I haven't. I was too afraid. Worried another guy would take advantage of me. Anytime they try to get close, I crank up the hostility to drive them away. Well, I guess I don't need to tell you that. You've seen it firsthand. Yeah, I guess I am lonely. But I take care of myself, you know? Here, have another macaron with me. What I mean is I masturbate constantly. Oh my gosh, you nearly choked. Sorry, too much information, I guess. Yeah, I guess that did kind of come out of nowhere. Sorry, I'm not really used to talking to people like this. Especially guys. Well, obviously I'm exaggerating a bit when I say constantly. Otherwise, I'd be diddling myself right now. But trust me, this place may look like a dorm room, but this is really just my own personal goon cave. It's a good thing I don't have a roommate. Not sure how she would deal with me constantly abusing my holes day and night. Like, I've probably made myself come in every corner of this place. And if you're blushing now, I'm afraid your head would burst into flames if you saw my toy collection. Do I want to show you? Well, I guess you did finish the presentation, and we'll still have plenty of time to edit and add to it before it's due. But I don't know. You'll think I'm like a weird pervert or something. Forget I said anything. Guy, you don't understand. I know it's not weird to have sex toys, but when I say I have a collection, I don't use that word lightly. Like, my shit could fill an entire wing of the International Pervert Museum. So now you have to see it, huh? Maybe I'm not the only pervert here. Okay, I'll show you, but we do this my way. You stand where I tell you, you do what I tell you, and the moment you get out of line, we're done. Fair? Ew, don't call me ma'am. That's just weird. Okay, I guess we're doing this. Whew. Yeah, okay. You stand over there against the wall. Just think of that as your spot and don't move from there, okay? Huh? Yeah, I'm okay. Just nervous, you know? I mean, I've never had a boy in my dorm room before, and now I'm about to show him my sex toys. It's a little nerve-wracking. Yeah, I know we don't have to do this, and I appreciate you saying that, but now it feels like a challenge. I want to do this because it'll mean pushing my boundaries a bit, and I mean, you've been way more kind to me than any other guy, so I want to trust you. So, you may have noticed this rather large toy chest next to my bed. Well, the sort of toys I keep in there aren't for kids. I'll just open it up and show you a few. Well, we'll start off easy. This here is one of my faves. Pretty standard, I know, just a regular semi-soft phallic vibrator, but You can't go wrong with a classic. I usually use this one for a quick fab or to get me warmed up for more. Do you want to see how I use it? Of course I do. I wouldn't have offered if I didn't want to show you. See? Even through my clothes, this one feels good, pressing against me. I can feel it through my yoga pants and panties. It sends tingles in my spine and down my legs. Just perfect for teasing my pussy and getting it nice and wet and ready for more. Look. When I press it harder, I really start to feel it. But it's still muted by my clothes, so it's like an appetizer for me. Just a taste of what's to come. Do you mind if I get undressed? Sometimes I tease myself clothed, but not if I'm really aching to come. Of course I'm aching to come. I'm showing my naughty toys to, like, this hot, sexy, smart college guy. And I want him to watch me come. Don't laugh at me! Damn right you're sorry. Alright, let me get this off. Yeah, you think I'm sexy? Yeah? You like my tits? Do you like my cute little pussy? Love it. I better slow down. I'm not sure I'm ready for you to love me just yet. You want to see more of my toys? Awesome. Okay, I know just the one. Now this you've probably seen in porn. This is Hitachi Magic Wand. And this isn't some knockoff, it's the real deal. Gotta plug into a wall outlet type shit. Don't worry, I'll make sure you get a good view as I bend over to plug it in. Like my ass? And how my cute pussy peeks out at you when I bend over like this. Yeah, I think that bulge is all the answer I need. Now let me fire this bad boy up. You can hear the power, right? This is the one I break out when I went to get things done. Show you, huh? Well, if you insist. Like this. I like to start slow. Just grazing it over my pussy. It's almost more of a take a lick. This, just teasing myself at first, then I... Then I press it against me. Now I feel it.
Can you see the skin rippling across my thighs and up my belly? Now that's fucking horsepower. 6,000 RPMs of pleasure coursing straight to my cunt. Oh fuck. God damn it, I love this thing. See how the head is bending as I press it against my pussy? Oh my god! I'm gonna come! Sexy, huh? No. I'm just getting started. I told you, I'm a gooner. I can masturbate for hours. Speaking of, could you take your cock out? Oh, fuck. Yes, I'm sure. I've been staring at that ball twitching in your pants this whole time. I want to see it. Please. Oh, fuck. Ah, you're doing it. Gonna pull your cock out. Slow, please. Yes, just like that. Slowly pull your pants down. Fuck! It's so sexy how you're pushing your hips towards. I can see the base of your cock pressing against the waist of your underwear. Oh, fuck! Yeah, pull it down so your cock springs out. Oh wow, it's perfect. It's so swollen for me. Tell me that's for me, baby. Please. I do want it. But not yet. Just, can you stroke it for me? I want to see how you jerk that gorgeous thing. Oh, wow, that's fucking hot. Yeah, just pump your fist up and down that thick shaft while you watch me. Oh my god, I wanted to do this forever. Yeah, really. I didn't think it would be you, but I love watching porn of guys jerking off. It's so sexy, but nothing compared to the real thing. Oh, fuck, I'm close. Oh, I'm gonna come again. Stroking so slow, baby. I want to see you work that meaty thing. Oh, you usually use lube. Well, Why didn't you say anything? Trust me. I've got the loop aplenty. Let me just dig through here and find some.
Oh shit, I didn't mean for you to see this one, but yeah, it's a bad dragon monster dildo. I know it's fucking huge, but don't worry, this thing has never been more than a few inches inside me, I promise. I bought it on a goon-brained whim one night when I was being a little too ambitious. I tried it when it arrived, but like I said, after the first couple inches, my pussy said, no fucking way, and threatened to charge me with a crime if I continued. Yeah. Wait, you'd want to see me take this thing? You're joking, right? I mean, aren't you intimidated by it? And like, worried that I'd never feel your dick after this was in me? Well, yeah, I know that's not how pussies work. I have one. But most guys, no. You know what? I shouldn't be surprised. You're definitely not like most guys. Hell no, I'm not gonna use this thing. Not today, at least. But maybe in the future. You know? If you want to watch me, what I was looking again? A lube, right. Yeah, here's a bottle. Just stay right there. I'll come to you. Let me just open this and I'll dribble some all along your shaft. There you go. Sorry if it's a bit cold, but I'm sure your hand will warm it up quickly. Stroke for me. Please? Fuck. It's so hot. The way you massage that loop into your shaft. And the head of your cock is so close to my pussy. With me standing in front of you like this. Can you feel the heat, baby? Whew. Okay, I'm getting carried away. I'm gonna back up now. There's one more toy I want to show you today. Ta-da! Have you seen one of these before? This is a clit-sucking vibrator. I know it doesn't look as intimidating as the bad dragon or even the magic wand, but trust me, this little guy packs a punch. What it lacks in size, it makes up for intense focus. See the little oval opening here? That's going to go right against my clit, and when I switch it on, this intense little bastard is going to suck and vibrate my sensitive knob like nothing else. I love finishing off a good goon session with this, since I can just focus on my most sensitive spot for a final orgasm, or a few. For this one, I'm going to lay on my bed and spread my legs so you can get a good look at my dripping pussy. Now, keep stroking while I press this against me. Oh,
so sensitive.
Oh, shit. Worry that fat dick for me while I tease my clit. God, it looks so hard, baby. So perfect. Keep stroking until I come. Oh, God. I'm so close already. God, I love playing with my pussy. Fuck. I think I might... Squirt this time! Tell me to come for you. Please. Tell me to come. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Jesus, that was a hard one. Are you close?
No? Well, that is unacceptable. Bring that beautiful cock over here.
Yeah, I'm sure. I want to touch that thing. It looks amazing.
Fuck. It's even bigger up close.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm being honest, really. I haven't touched a cock since Mr. Popular, and obviously those memories aren't pleasant, so I'm a little nervous. But I really want to get him out of my system, you know? I don't want that to be the only dick I've known, and at this point, I feel like the only way out is through. Can I hold it? Great. Okay. Here we go. Just gonna reach out and grab the hot guy's cock. His thick, veiny, glistening, rock hard, throbbing cock. Here we go. Oh, I did it. I'm holding a cock. Your cock. Fuck, it's so warm. It's so fascinating. The way that is so hard, but the skin itself so soft and smooth. It's like a steel pipe wrapped in leather or something, but a pipe that like radiates heat. Sorry, this is probably so weird to you. You're just standing next to the bed while the bitchy nerd girl holds your cock and overanalyzes it. Oh, I felt it jump when you laughed. And I'm not cute. I'm scary and mean. That's what everyone say about me, right? Yeah, I guess that's because they don't know me, but that's my fault for being shitty and pushing them away. Yeah, I guess this could be a new start for me. Speaking of new starts, would you want to fuck me? I do want it. But just, like, can we take it slow? I haven't let a guy inside me since, well, you know, the incident. Thank you, but no. I want you on top. This is gonna sound dumb. I kinda want you to fuck me in the same position my prom date did. Well, it's like, I kinda feel like it would be like hitting the reset button, you know? Like, maybe if a sweetheart, caring guy like you took me in those positions, I'd feel better about them. Like, maybe I would override some of the fear and terrible memories with something good. But that's just dumb. That's dumb, right? You don't think it's dumb? But I need to promise something? What's that? Oh, that if I feel scared or uncomfortable, I'll tell you. Well, yeah, of course. Thank you for being so cool and patient with me. A lot of guys definitely wouldn't. Okay. Now, get on top of me. I want this. Really, I do. Okay, hi. There you are, on top of me. Oh, God. Your cock looks so intimidating, pointing at my pussy like that. Like, it's just so ready to impale me and... Oh, you kissed me, why? Yeah, I guess I was starting to freak a little bit. And yeah, I know. You promised to go slow. Alright. Let's do this. You're rubbing your cockhead up and down my slit. It's so sensitive already, but I'm also so... wet right now. God, that feels so good. Okay, I'm ready. You're in me. I know it's only an inch or two, but I feel myself stretching around your cock. Yes. I'm okay. It's just... wow. It's so intense. Keep going. I want it deeper. Oh, it's so warm. It's like I can feel your blood pumping through it. Oh, no sex toy I've ever found can do this. Holy shit. Does it feel good for you? Amazing. Thank you. Okay, I think I can take more. So, fuck me, please. I'll tell you if I need to slow down. Promise. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're doing it. You're fucking me. Oh. Oh my God, it's been so long. Oh, it feels so good. So much better than the first time. Oh God, you're amazing. Oh, thank you. Can you kiss me again? Oh God, I'm close. Just like that. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Myself down. I mean, I guess a little bit, but I know how I've treated people, how I've treated you. How can you say I deserve this? That I deserve you? Because people deserve a second chance, and they're willing to change. That is really sweet. I just want to make out with you inside me. You must like kissing me. I felt your cock get harder. And you're not even thrusting. Oh, now you're thrusting. Oh God, it feels like you were made for me. The perfect fit. Okay. I need you to fuck me doggy style. Oh yes, I'm sure. That's the only other position that asshole fucked me in, and I want to feel how a good man treat me when I'm vulnerable like that. Let me turn over. Alright, do it. I want you back inside me. Oh, fuck. It's like you're stretching me all over again. Slow, slow, please. Slow, slow. Oh, yeah, I'm good. Just feels even deeper, and it's a little scary having a guy taking you from the back like this. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, sure, you don't want to let some hot guy grip your hips from the back and thrust. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking shit with your cock burdened me like that. Noted. Fuck, that felt good, though. You can fuck me now. I want you to start using me the way you like it. Oh, yes. Oh, so good. It should always feel like this. I feel every inch of you, every curve and vein. Oh, God. And your big hands gripping me as you thrust. More, more. Yes, I feel it. I feel it building up. God damn. Fuck me. Come on. Grab my hips and fuck me. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Yes, don't stop, don't. I'm close, I'm so close. Fuck. Yes. Ah! Did you come? Not yet? Why? Did it not feel good? Oh my. You want to look me in the eyes when you come? That's so fucking hot. Oh, okay. You can come anywhere you want. On me, in me. I'm on birth control, so just tell me what you like. How do you want me, baby? Mating breasts? Yeah. I've seen that in porn before. It's like missionary, but dirtier. Let's do it. Let me just get into position and pull my legs up for you. There, baby. It's all yours. Oh, holy fuck. You're begging me. I'm thrusting so deep. How does it feel even deeper every time you put it in? And the way you're pinning my legs back is so hot. God damn, and your eyes are so intense. It's like... You really like interrupting me with your tongue, don't you? I have no idea, huh? Well, I guess you have to teach me all the ways you can do that. But now, I need your calm, please, baby. I need it. I need you to feel me. Flood me with your seed. Don't look away. Don't even blink. Just stare into me and come. Yes, oh, I feel it, fuck, I feel it pulsing inside, pumping into me, fuck, yes, yes, empty every drop into me. That was amazing. So, I know I don't deserve it, but would you want to, like, date or something? I would hate for this to be a one-time thing. What condition? Negative self-talk? I didn't put myself down. I guess I said I don't deserve this. God. I didn't even realize. I'm just so used to telling myself things like that. Okay. I promise to work on it. So, we're dating then. Yay! I'm so happy. So, you're up for round two?